Bhagavad Gita 1.21. Senayo Arjuna Vacha, Senayo Rubhayo Madhye, Ratham Sthapayame Achyuta, Yavadeta Nirikshaham, Yodhukaman Avasthitan. So, with both the armies assembled on the battlefield, ready to fight, with the conches also having been blown, the only conversation between the warriors would normally have been about how best to fight the war, whom to attack, where to defend, how to strategize. Those were the kind of discussions that would have normally been expected. Just like if a sports match, say a cricket match, is going on, at that time in the middle of the cricket pitch, cricket field, if the bowler is standing in the position of running in, the batsman is standing in the position of the batting pose, and everybody is readied for the action to begin, at that time when everybody is ready for that, at that time suddenly the batsman, say, calls the non-striker and wants to speak something, so now temporarily everyone else may wait, but then normally it would be expected that the batsman would want to ask the non-striker something about the immediate strategy. Okay, you know, should I attack or defend, or should I do this or should I do that? Maybe that sort of consultation is expected. But some other kind of talk would not normally be expected. But Arjuna, rather than asking that sort of thing, suddenly makes some other request, which is quite unexpected. So he says, Senayor Bhayor Madhye, that in between the two armies, Ratham Sthapayame Chuta, O Krishna, is being referred to here by the name Achyuta, Ratham Sthapaya, please place my chariot between the two armies. Yavadetan Nirikshaham, by which I can see. What can I see? Nirikshaham. Yodhukaman Avasthitan. I'll be able to see those who are here to fight. Yodhukaman. Now, it's a little unusual request, no doubt. Like the batsman suddenly going in the middle of the pitch and standing over there. Batsman is expected to be on the side next to the stumps where he will be receiving the ball from the bowler. And so Arjuna is one of the commanders of the foremost warriors in the Pandava army, and Arjuna is expected to lead the charge of his side against the opponent. Suddenly going in the middle of the armies, what does it convey? So that itself is unexpected. Now Arjuna is giving a reason. I want to go in between, O Krishna. Place our chariot in between so that I can see. Yavadeta Nirikshaham. Now, actually, what is there to see? It's not that the Pandavas had kept, the Kauravas had kept their alliances hidden. Sometimes when a cricket match is going on, or a cricket series is going on, sometimes to retain an element of surprise, a particular team may not reveal its final playing 11. So, then naturally, The opponent team may be on the day when the match is about to begin, the opponent team may be eager to know who are the playing 11, who has been included, who has been dropped, do they have more batsmen, more bowlers or whatever. So in that case, there is a certain amount of uncertainty, and then there is curiosity because of that uncertainty to know who is the playing 11. But overall, the broad general members of the team are known. Now, there was not even that kind of suspense for Arjuna, because the Kaurava forces were well known and the Kauravas had not hidden. It was not that there was a playing 11 and some people would be in the reserves. Of course, one person, Karna, had chosen to stay out of the war, and because he had a spiteful relationship with Bhishma, the current commander. But Karna's absence was also well known. So in one sense, Arjuna's request, I want to see the warriors, you know, that doesn't make sense, because he's not going to see anything new. He knew who the warriors were, and in fact, before the war, both the armies, their commanders had met to assess the relative strengths, their own relative strengths and their opponent's relative strengths. So at that time, Arjuna had been an active part of that meeting, and Yudhishthira had asked Arjuna, how long will it take for you to defeat the Kaurava army? And Arjuna had given it a suspect. So the point was that there was no element of the unknown or the unseen that Arjuna would have wanted to see. So, yavadetan nirikshaham, I want to see. Yodhukaman avasthitan, those who have assembled here for fighting. So what exactly did Arjuna want to see? No, even if the Kauravas had made some last minute change in strategies, the Pandavas also had their spies. Both the parties had their spies in the opposite camp, and they knew what was happening. So any major move, it would have been unlikely to be hidden. And moreover, actually from where he was, as one of the heads in his army, he could see most of the Kaurava army also. Certainly, he could have a better vantage from the middle. But what Arjuna exactly wanted to see remains a mystery, because this is not the time for just idle seeing. You know, sometimes people go for sightseeing. So they don't do anything much about the place, just go and see. So now for Arjuna, with the battle about to start, there was no time for sightseeing. So what exactly was he doing? That is the peculiarity of the request. And later on it will be seen that actually he was trying to understand the extent of the warring spirit of the Kauravas. But that we will come to. But here Arjuna makes this extraordinary request that he knows who are the warriors on the Pandava side, on the Kaurava side. He has himself assessed their strengths, and he knows them also through the spies. He can also behold most of their army and their formations from where he is. So, why does he want to see? That is the peculiar request that he makes. And Krishna is referred to here as Achyuta. The word Achyuta means one who is infallible. So, the Lord is infallible in that the Lord never lets his devotees down. And here, because of Arjuna's request, Krishna will oblige that request. Krishna has agreed to act as a charioteer, and he will act as a charioteer. But when Arjuna's actions lead him into illusion, the unfailing Lord will unfailingly protect his devotee and bring him out of illusion. So Lord Achyuta acts as Achyuta in both ways. Now, he does his duty as a charioteer when Arjuna wants him to take him in between the two armies. And then he also does his duty as a counselor He is a friend, mentor, guide, counselor of Arjuna. And as a counselor, he will counsel Arjuna to come out of the illusion that Arjuna goes into on beholding the two armies assembled for the fight. How that happens will be revealed in the eventual narrative of the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you.